following speech was made by the president at Ravenna, Nebraska, May 8, 1950.
And rising standard of living require better and better use of our farmland. That's why the dust storms in the Great Plains this spring have caused concern everywhere in the nation. Farmers of this country know a great deal more about dust and other conservation problems than they did 20 years ago. Since the black blizzards of the 30s, farmers and the government working together have developed an effective soil conservation program. As a result of the Soil Conservation District and the Agriculture Conservation Program, millions of acres of land are now being farmed with the best scientific practices. In the Great Plains, an important aid to conservation is provided by shelter belt of trees. 15 years ago last month, the first tree was planted for the first shelter belt. And I was in the Senate at that time, and I never heard as much argument against anything in my life. The arguments were just as if the world was coming to an end if we planted a few trees out here in the plains. But in a few years, 25,000 miles of shelter belts were planted. You remember that many people scoffed at the idea of growing trees on the plains. I wish you could have heard some of the senators that are still there making speeches against the shelter belt. They said it was just a boondoggle. But today the trees are growing, and they're breaking the force of the wind. Of course, we have a long way to go yet before we lick the problem of dust and soil erosion and flood. We got to move forward as fast as we can to find better conservation practices and put them into effect. We need more of the kind of pioneering work you people around here have long been doing with stubble mulch farming. We've got to keep right on until we're sure there will never be another dust bowl. There's another thing we've learned about soil conservation. That is that good conservation is good business. The man who manages his farm with good conservation practices will have a permanent, steady income. We're going to keep right on moving ahead with soil conservation, just as we are with other programs that will lead to more prosperity and better life for all of us. Such improvements in our social security system, federal aid to states to help them improve schools, a broad nationwide health program, and better housing. Above all, we're going to keep right on working for world peace. Now, I'm out here on this trip to tell you just exactly what's going on in Washington, to give you first-hand information about what I've been trying to do as president. I came out here over the country in 1948 and told you what I hope to do. I talk to you very frankly. I talk to you as one of your citizens. I'm talking to you now as your hired man. You decided to put me back into the presidency. And I have come out here, and I'm going all the way across the country, almost the Pacific coast, to tell you just exactly what I'm trying to do, and I'm telling it to you firsthand, so it can't be garbled. I'm letting you listen to me and look at me. And see if you still think I'm the same fella that was out here trying to get you to vote for me in 1948. I'm going to try to keep on working in the public interest. I'm going to try to balance the economy in this country so that the farmer, the working man, the businessman will have a fair share of the tremendous income that the country has now. We have the greatest national income we have had in the last 3 or 4 years in the history of the world. That income has been rather equitably distributed. The farmers, the laborers, and the businessmen have all had their fair share. Everybody has been put into a position of being a part of the economic situation of the United States. All I'm trying to do is keep that up. And if we can keep that up and improve it, we'll come to the point where we'll have peace in the world, because our economic situation being strong, our defense situation being strong, the people in the world who are not for the things that we believe in will not dare to attack us. And we don't want to attack anybody. All we want is peace in the world so that the distribution of things all over the world will be just like we want them here at home. Now, if you people will support that sort of a program, I am very sure that we can put it over. That's the reason I'm out here telling you what it means. Now, I can't tell you how very much I appreciate the reception I've received today across the state of Iowa. Thousands of people stood in the rain at Lincoln to hear what I had to say about a farm program. People have come out to see whether their president is what he was when he was a candidate. Now then, I'm going to tell you just exactly what I stand for. I'm going to tell the whole country what I stand for. I'm going to tell the whole country what I'm trying to do. And with your help, I'll get it done. Thank you very much. Here's the boss. Here's the dog.
Hi there, next to you. We can have you.